At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
You're listening to Safety FM Minicast.
This episode of the broadcast and the podcast is brought to you by Safety Focus Moment. They're consultants that want to help you get the safety culture you've been looking for. For more information, go to safetyfocusmoment.com.
Hello and welcome to Safety FM. This is Jay Allen. Have you heard the term sticky? If you haven't, let's have a discussion here today about it.
You are listening to a renowned safety expert, Dr. Jay Allen, on Safety FM. Changing safety cultures, one broadcast and one podcast at a time. Join the fun on social media and find us on Facebook at Safety FM.
Now, the funny part was that last week I was actually at a conference and the term sticky came up. Well, because we have a PG-rated show, I won't tell you exactly what they said. But it stands for stuff that could kill you. Now, let's take that particular concept real quick and let's talk about the top 25 things that could kill you. So as I scatter throughout the internet and take a look around, I'm going to give you the 25. Number 25, fireworks. 24, tsunamis. 23, asteroid impact. 22, dog attack. 21, earthquakes. 20, venomous bites or stings. 19, lightning strike. 18, tornadoes. 17, legal execution. 16, floods. 15, air travel accident. 14, drowning. 13, electrocution. 12, bicycle accident. 11, natural forces. 10, fire or smoke. 9, assault by firearm. 8, falling down. 7, intentional self-harm. 6, motor vehicle accident. Number 5, accidental injury. 4, stroke. 3, cancer. 2, heart disease. And number 1, aphlic limit. And just in case you're not familiar with that one, that's actually dealing with the dividing of your cells, where they just stop dividing. But that's a whole other conversation. Anyways, I want to go through that list because here's what I was thinking. Inside of your organization, do you have a list of stuff that could actually kill you? The reason I ask that question is because inside of every organization, you know that there's stuff that's out there that could cause a catastrophe inside of your organization. Have you ever considered making a list or asking your operators to make a list of what those items are? I know it's a different approach today in regards of what exactly can injure you or kill you inside of a workplace. And I am not trying to rattle off a list to be funny or entertaining, but at the same time, these are things that we need to take serious inside of our organizations. Give it some thought today, and hopefully you enjoyed Safety FM Mini number 28. I have been your safety manager and host, Jay Allen, and until next time, be safe.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
Safety FM.